Nehemiah chapter 6. Now it came to pass, when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem the Arabian and the rest of our enemies heard that I had built the wall and that there was no breach left in it, although at that time I had not yet set up the doors upon the gates, that Sanballat and Geshem sent to me, saying, "Come, let us meet together in one of the villages in the plain of Ono." But they thought to do me mischief. And I sent messengers to them, saying, "I am doing a great work so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it and come to you?" Yet they sent to me four times after this manner, and I answered them after the same manner. And then Sanballat sent his servant to me in like manner the fifth time with an open letter in his hand, in which was written, "It is reported amongst the heathen, and Goshmu says it, that you and the Jews think to rebel, for which cause you build the wall, so that you may be their king according to these words. And you have also appointed prophets to preach of you at Jerusalem, saying, 'There is a king in Yehuda,' and now will it be reported to the king according to these words. Now, for this reason, come and let us take counsel together." Well, then I sent to him, saying, "There are no such things done as you've said, but you have designed them out of your own heart. For they all made us afraid, saying, 'Their hands will be weakened from the work, that it be not done.' And now, for this reason, O Yahweh, strengthen my hands." Afterward I came to the house of Shemaiah, the son of Deliah, the son of Mehetabeel, who was shut up. And he said, "Let us meet together in the house of Yahweh within the temple, and let us shut the doors of the temple, for they will come to kill you. Yes, in the night will they come to kill you." And I said, "Should such a man as I run? Who is there that, being as I am, would go to the temple to save his life? I will not go in there." And I perceived that Yahweh had not sent him, but that he had pronounced this prophecy against me. For Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. Well, for this reason he was hired, so that I would be afraid and do so as they had said, and sin, and that they might have matter for an evil report, so that they might reproach me in front of the king. My Elohim, think you upon Tobiah and Sanballat according to these their works, and upon the prophetess Noadiah and the rest of the prophets that would have put me in fear. And so the wall was finished in the 25th day of the month Elul, in 52 days. And it came to pass that when all of our enemies heard, and all the heathen that were around us saw, they were much cast down in their own eyes, because they perceived that this work was wrought of Yahweh. Moreover, in those days the nobles of Yehuda sent many letters to Tobiah, and the letters of Tobiah came to them, for there were many in Yehuda sworn to him, because he was the son-in-law of Shechaniah the son of Erah. And his son Yohanan had taken the daughter of Meshulam the son of Berechiah. They also reported his good deeds before me, and uttered my words to him. And Tobiah sent letters to put me in fear. End of chapter.